Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Song for the broken hearted.
Woo! Silent prayer for faith. Yeah, I was driving back from the Chiefs game on Sunday, speaking of concerts, and I saw the billboard for Elton John at the Sprint Center, February of 2022.
No, American Express keeps trying to get me to rebuy in, and I'm like,
is he even going to be alive?
Oh, okay, did you have to go there? It's one thing to wonder that. It's another thing to say it out loud. I just said to Amex, I'm going to wait and see.
If he lives.
No, if there's a vaccine. If, you know, 100 other things.
February
I can think
of 2022, they're already advertising?
It's a hard ticket to come by, and I would really like to go, but I also feel like we still don't have our arms around how to fix this pandemic even remotely. So am I going to shell out hundreds of dollars maybe go see somebody in 2 years?
I had to rub my eyes twice.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa. Is Sprint, because they got that billboard right there on I-35.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are they advertising for a concert in a year and a half from now?
Yeah.
That's normal.
Well,
that's not normal.
Is it officially T-Mobile now? Have they changed all their branding?
I refuse. I'm not calling it that. Don't even ask me to. I'm not doing
Have
it.
Have you been by the campus?
You've been by the Grandview Triangle?
What?
Three Trails Crossing.
I'm not calling it. I'm not. That is, I'm sorry. It's the Sprint Center.
Okay, well, not anymore. It says T-Mobile on the top. And if you've been by the Sprint campus, it now says T-Mobile out front. T-Mobile campus.
I got nothing.
Okay.
That campus had yellow all over it. Did they change all of that to pink?
It's magenta.
Magenta.
It's salmon. Salmon.
It's not salmon.
Salmon.
Mm-hmm.
That's what every guy says when they wear pink.
It's salmon.
It's not pink. It's salmon.
You are right.
I'm not gay. It's salmon.
Did you see?
Come on. It was a joke.
The very first patient in the United States has been reinfected with COVID-19, according to a study.
6 weeks after he first got it.
Yeah, this kid is either the unluckiest SOB in all of America.
I want to wear a mask.
Or, yeah, he was, anyway, 25 years old, from Nevada, and tested positive for the coronavirus 6 weeks after he originally contracted the disease. So you might be thinking, well, maybe he still had a couple of little virus
particles
in him. In the report, researchers studied the viruses that caused the man's infections and determined they had completely different genetic makeups.
In fact, he was sicker the second time than he was the first time.
The findings suggest he was infected two separate times. So that means the virus might not guarantee total immunity in all cases. All individuals, whether previously diagnosed or not, should take identical precautions to avoid infection. I mean, I feel like if you've had it and you know you've had it, most people are like, woo, I'm good.
Don't need to wear a mask.
I'm good. It says about 10% of people who get sick apparently don't have the antibodies to ward off a second COVID-19 infection.
Oh.
So they have precisely the same risk as anyone else. And of course, they don't know why. They don't know why some do, some don't. The good news about a vaccine is it would induce much better immunity a much longer lasting immunity than your natural exposure to the virus.
Just wear a mask. I don't
care. I was just going to say, just bring on that damn vaccine. Come on.
Honest to God, I couldn't care less who you want to vote for. By the way, the election is 3 weeks from today.
3 weeks from today.
I don't care who you plan to vote
for. I don't want
to
talk about masks. I bring on the vaccine.
No, just wear a mask for the love of God in heaven.
You see, Johnson & Johnson has
They have paused
their trial because one patient, and there's a ton of people in these trials, Scott.
Got sick.
But one patient had an illness, and here's what bugs me about the Johnson & Johnson thing. They won't even say if the patient who got sick was given the placebo. And if the patient who got sick was given the placebo, then this isn't even a headline.
I just got a message on Facebook. Do we want to have Dee Wallace on the show?
Of Cujo fame?
Poltergeist?
Yeah. She's from here, isn't she?
KCK. Wear your mask. I don't care who you follow.
The vaccine.
Until they do, wear your damn mask.
I want to know, what is this unexplained illness? Because if the volunteer, let's say the volunteer was given the placebo, never even got the damn vaccine, and the unexplained illness is like gonorrhea or something, one has nothing to do with the other.
You've completely lost your mind.
Following our guidelines, the participant's illness is being reviewed and evaluated.
Do they even know who gets the placebo until it's over?
If it's a double blind, they would not. They would not.
Okay. So somebody gets sick, you just have to assume.
Well, but let's say you have 1,000 people in a trial.
Well, hopefully it's more than that.
Okay, let's say it's 5,000. It's not out of the realm of possibility that one of them just gets sick, not because of the vaccine, but because life.
Well, Dana, you have to take that into consideration.
Oh, absolutely. But what I'm saying is it doesn't necessarily mean there's something wrong with the vaccine.
And they're not. That's why they've suspended the trial until they can figure out, did this person get sick because of the vaccine, whether it was a placebo or
did you sprout a third nipple? What did you? Okay. I want to know what it is.
You went third nipple.
We must respect this participant's privacy. We are also learning more about this participant's, quote, illness, and it is important to have all the facts before we share additional information.
And listen, I understand 55% of Americans say they'll get the vaccine. 45% say they won't.
Then get out of my way. I'll take your spot.
No, I'm not ready to. I said that the other week, and I want to backtrack that. If Dr. Fauci says it's okay to get the vaccine.
Or Dr. Hawkinson.
Yeah, that's fine. I trust him too. If Dr. Hawkinson, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, if one of them says this vaccine is safe, go ahead and get the vaccine. I'll get the vaccine.
On Tuesday, the company said it is still not known if the illness was in a participant who got the vaccine or who got the placebo. All I'm saying is if this mysterious illness is in a patient that never got anything in that vaccine but water, we shouldn't even be talking about this.
Well, but they may not know that yet. That's the point. They have to figure out, is this someone who got the vaccine or is this someone who got the placebo? Is this gonorrhea?
Right. It says further, as many trials are placebo controlled, it is not always immediately apparent whether a participant received the treatment or the placebo. And such a pause is not immediately concerning. According to Dr. Ashish Jha, the dean of Brown University School of Public Health, quote, this is completely expected and just a reminder of how ridiculous it is to try and meet a political timeline of having a vaccine before November 3rd.
Telephone number here is 576-7798, 576-7798. She's Dana Wright. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
1, 2, 3, my baby don't mess around. She loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really want him? I can't stand to see.
We're working to get Dee Wallace on the show.
The most random offering ever, but I love it.
It came on Facebook from someone who would have connections. I won't say her name.
Yeah.
But she's like, do you want to have Dee Wallace on the show? And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
E.T.'s mom? Yeah.
Cujo? Yes, please. If you don't mind.
She was like the face of the horror genre in the 80s.
And I said Poltergeist. I meant to say E.T., but it was E.T., Cujo, Critters in 86, The Howling.
I remember my parents wouldn't let me watch that.
The Stepford Wives. Wow.
I know. So. The Johnson & Johnson trial, Scott, I looked this up, is the biggest of all of the vaccines at 60,000 people. And one of the researchers says within that trial of 60,000, you would expect a few pauses. And they're calling this a pause because of an unexplained illness in one participant. And we don't even know if that participant got the vaccine or the placebo. The drug maker says there is a significant distinction between a study pause and a regulatory hold on a clinical trial. A study pause in which recruitment or dosing is paused by the study sponsor is a standard component of a clinical trial protocol. And again, with 60,000 people in that pool, Scott, you would anticipate that something like this would happen.
Let's go to Anonymous on line one. A lot of anonymous callers. Oh,
yeah, what's the deal today?
Why doesn't anybody want to say their name?
Well, Witness Protection Tuesday.
I don't know if I can. I don't want to say my name, but I don't know if I can.
That's okay.
All right, I'm gonna call you Tim.
Okay, Tim. Go ahead, Tim.
Tim's fine. I know plenty of fine young men by the name of Tim. I am a participant with the AstraZeneca vaccine trial that's going on here in Kansas City.
Yep.
And I'm one of 30,000 people. The study is double blind, which means that even the investigators don't know who gets the placebo and who gets the vaccine.
Okay.
There's 30,000 people, 20,000 people get the vaccine, 10,000 people get the placebo.
Mm.
Now the side effect that one patient got was actually spinal myelitis, or transverse myelitis, which is basically just inflammation of the spinal cord.
Okay.
It can involve, just not being able to move your arms or your legs as strongly, heightened sensitivity to touch. It's basically affects the myelin sheaths of your spinal cord, which wraps up your most nerves anyway, and that can have a significant effect on nerve conduction. Now, the reason why I agreed to participate in this study just is because I think this is a good thing to do for our species, not our country, not our world, but our species.
We have so many questions. Hang on. With the 60,000 in this trial, you've got 30,000 in your trial. It is also possible that someone is having issues with their myelin sheath that has absolutely nothing to do with the vaccine, correct?
I would say almost no. And now I'm not the investigator. My wife is a PhD biostatistician. I'm not.
Okay.
She participates in these studies and helps write them. But I would say no because, number one, the screening appointments that they do when they take blood, urinalysis, everything, they screen you for every potential disease that you possibly can do. Now, unless you're lying to the investigators about, what potential problems you have.
Okay.
Now, that's another story. But spinal myelitis is something that I would be relatively concerned with, personally.
Sure.
But I don't necessarily think it's anything out of the ordinary for a vaccine trial.
Now, Tim, let me ask you a question.
Yes,
so you have received a possible vaccine, correct?
No, I have not. The AstraZeneca trial is also paused at this moment for similar issues.
Okay.
Now, it is going through the final phases of testing, which is testing on asking for volunteers, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why I've agreed to do it. But other than that, no. I have not received a vaccine yet or a trial vaccine in any way, shape, or form. No, sir.
So you were pre-screened to be part of the trial. And then when do you find out if you get to be actually a participant?
Well, once the study gets back turned back on again,
yeah.
Then I go through the physical screening, the blood. It's the researchers have told me to make sure I take a half a day off. So it is a very intense screening process that you could imagine.
Now real quick, Tim, if you do end up making the cut, And you do get the placebo or the actual possible vaccine. Are you going to be asked to intentionally expose yourself to the virus?
Well, I think one of the reasons why I was chosen is because I am a healthcare provider, so I have close to 40 different encounters with people per day, and I'm almost positive that's one of the reasons why I was chosen. So, no, I mean, the only way I would actually get the virus is if I got it from an outside source or if I actually contracted the virus through actually getting the vaccine.
And, Tim, real quick, does it give you pause at all that there's this possible side effect in one of the participants?
I have nightmares about it every single day. I just think it's the right thing to do. And since both my wife and I are in healthcare and in healthcare research, I feel that it's my duty and my obligation. I'm not trying to be a hero by any stretch of the imagination, but I think that once people who are lay people, that once they go through all of that and the screening and they get all the waivers and everything else along that line, they're gonna piss their pants.
Okay, all right, great way to end that segment.
Well, but there's a lot involved, Scott and Tim. Thank you for volunteering. Truly, thank you for volunteering.
We're happy to take anonymous calls, but you've got to use a different name. Just change your name. I'm sick of going to anonymous on line three.
Why don't we make it?
Just use a fake name.
Clark.
Nobody knows. And if you want to just stay anonymous, we're going to call you Gertrude, Orville. We're going to give you a name you don't really want. So make up a name. 576-7798. By the way, on Twitter, you can always follow us at KMBZ Radio. She is at Radio Dana. And I got off Twitter about 6 months ago because it made me somebody I didn't like. That's the truth, man.
Very angry.
That is the truth. I got off Twitter about 6 months ago. I'm never going back. Cindy in Shawnee. Hello, Cindy.
Hey, I just want to say to Dana, you're going to be wearing a mask long after the vaccine starts.
I agree. Because too many people, I worry, will opt out.
Yep, and you need to have enough people who are vaccinated before it's safe.
Yes.
Okay, Cindy, thank you. 576-7798, same number for the text line. Angie, hello.
Hi, I just want to say I am not a healthcare professional. I do have personal experience with transverse myelitis. A family member had it. The first question they asked was, did he have a flu shot? If you go to the Mayo Clinic website, there is a slight possible connection with the flu shot and transverse myelitis, which is also the same thing I'm hearing with this COVID.
The hell is transverse myelitis?
Is it the wearing down of the myelin sheath? Is that
right,
what it is, Angie?
Your body attacks itself, and it attacks the sheath lining of your spinal cord. And so there is some possible slight link. So I'm curious if they put that together with this new COVID and the flu shot, if there's any correlation with that. But again, I am not a healthcare professional. I just have personal experience.
Sure, sure. And I would say, Angie, one participant, even if this ends up being what it is, one participant out of 60,000, if they can draw a link, they need to understand the link.
Yeah.
But one out of 60,000 or 100,000 or a million or however many trials are going on around the world, I'm not saying it's not statistically significant to the person going through it, but I don't know that overall it would be statistically significant.
Right. But it is something to look at. It's just kind of weird because it's a very rare condition. And it's Guillain-Barré is also similar.
Yeah.
So hopefully they'll take a look at those connections just to, if nothing else, prove those faults. So anyway, thank you guys.
Angie, thank you for the call. Be well. Roger in Kansas City. Hello, Roger.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead.
Anytime.
Yeah. Okay, well, the last caller there, before this last one here, but she was talking about continuing to wear your mask, And there's several, first off, there's several OSHA experts who are saying that to wear a mask, you have to be properly fitted and trained and so on and so forth. Otherwise, they're doing you no good and may even cause you harm. But about the shots and the people who refuse to take them, I will not take one until I know what's in them. There's so many different variations of the shots right now, but one of them is a luciferin product. There's
Did you say
Lucifer?
Lucifer in?
Yes, I did. Luciferin. It's a DARPA product.
Who would name their drug Luciferin?
Well, I don't know.
Why not just
possible side effects include death.
Possible side effects include going to hell.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not making this up. This is
a DARPA defense project.
There's the Moderna shot is actually a RNA type product that is supposed to, they can go in and turn on your RNA to fight viruses by changing your DNA. Now, I don't want my DNA changed, to be honest with you.
You wouldn't want any of your DNA changed, Roger?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I'm a child of God. I believe Jesus Christ. I've been
Don't start talking religion. I'll start.
Oh, yeah, but you also embrace science. You get a flu shot, I'm guessing, do you not?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Absolutely not. There's aborted baby
I'm not going to look anything up about aborted babies, okay? Let me explain the ground rules on the show.
What just happened?
If you start quoting from the Bible, of which I am a believer, okay, I am going to go out to the newsroom where I know there is a Quran, and I'm going to start reading from the Quran. If you start talking about aborted babies, you automatically get kicked off the show.
I believe it's called Lucrin.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
The only thing I can find is really Lucrin, and it...
It's Luciferin because it sends you to hell.
It's apparently used to treat prostate cancer. What just happened? I assume you get a flu shot. No, I don't. Okay.
So the exam goes up, you're boop, and you go straight to hell. Is that the way I understand it?
One way.
How do you apply Luciferin? Do you...
Gingerly.
With a red flaming pitchfork.
Is it an enema?
No, you just take one.
Yep. Pop one right up in there, and you go straight to hell.
You go.
Straight to hell.
Oh, this just popped up on my timeline, and I hate talking about this, but it's a good topic, and we have to talk about it. Even though I hate talking about what I'm about to say that we're about to talk about. And it ain't Lucero.
No. By the way, let me just address this real quick.
I don't think we should.
Poor Scott can't handle the truth. I can handle the truth. We are not going to turn this show into an abortion discussion any more than we ever talk about politics, okay? I just want to be very clear. If you've listened to this show for any length of time, you know that there are some places we just don't go because there's no winners and no losers.
I would say there's no winners and everyone loses.
Okay, fine. We do not talk about politics. We will probably talk about the presidential election
the day after
November 4th or the day we know.
Briefly.
But by the way, it's Luprin, not Luciferin. I had a funny feeling they did not name the drug after the devil. But whatever. But we don't talk about, we try not to talk about guns. We never talk about religion, we never talk about politics, and we never talk about abortion.
Generally, the stuff you wouldn't bring up at a dinner party when everyone's having a good time.
You want to have those conversations? There are some AM stations that talk about that stuff all the time. You're welcome to listen to that crap. Hannity and all those other idiots, you're welcome to go listen to them. But we're not going to talk about that stuff here.
Here's what we're going to talk about. And I am going to come...
I want to talk about Lucifer.
...to the defense of a former Kansas City Royals player who is being skewered online for something he wrote or stated out of honesty, which we value, do we not? And he is Zach Greinke. This just popped up on my timeline in the last few minutes. He is quoted from a reporter at ESPN.
Can I just say something?
No, you may not.
Okay. Thank you.
Quoting here from Zach Greinke. For me, it's nice not having fans in the stands because there's no one trying to talk to you and ask for autographs and wanting to take pictures and all that stuff. I don't like any of that stuff. And Zach Greinke is being skewered for his honesty about playing a sport that he loves, that he's very good at, while suffering from generalized anxiety disorder. You remember that, Scott?
Yes, of course I remember it.
And I want to talk about it because I think his honesty...
He plays for the Houston Astros now.
I think his honesty possibly saved lives when he first came out and was open about it and said, if you think I'm grumpy or I look angry or stressed out, this is what's going on with me. And it drives me crazy that people are judging him for saying, I would just like to do what I'm being paid to do without that other stuff. And I asked this on Twitter, even if you have an amazing job that you love, that you're great at, can you not still dislike certain things about the job?
Of course you
can. Doesn't everybody?
Of course you can.
You have an amazing job. You love your job.
I do.
I bet if I really pressed you, you could come up with one of two things that you're like, eh.
Yes, you very well could.
Yes.
When callers bring up abortion.
I mean, example. That would be on the list, Sam.
By the way, somebody, I'll get to this.
All
Zach
I know
Greinke.
Is if you have any Luciferin, give it to me. I'm about to swallow 10 of them.
Somebody says, this is from 2924. This is what I was laughing at a minute ago. Luciferin.
You're going to read that?
Well, I'm going to clean it up, but I'm going to read it. Luciferin is applied with several shots of whiskey, two lines of cocaine off of a hooker's butt.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
I mean, like redirecting really toddlers. It's like redirecting toddlers every day.
So we are discussing Zach Greinke, the former pitcher for the Kansas City Royals, who said in a recent tweet, can you read it again?
Well, it's from Pedro Gomez from ESPN, and he is quoting Zach Greinke. And so I don't know if this was written or in an interview. I assume it's in an interview. He just said, for me, it's nice not having fans in the stands because there's no one trying to talk to you, ask for autographs, wanting to take pictures and all that stuff. I don't like any of that stuff.
I'm torn on this one because I understand that Zach, and I've only been around him once, and I saw a man, he was at the Overland Park Convention Center, and he was doing an appearance, which I couldn't believe he even agreed to
do. Yeah, me either.
And you could tell that this was a man who was riddled with anxiety.
Who just didn't want to be there.
No, did not want to be there, was riddled with anxiety. Obviously was there for the paycheck.
Now, there are some people replying saying, I think people are taking this the wrong way. If you didn't know, he has terrible anxiety. He has an anxiety disorder.
Correct.
He doesn't hate people. It just probably makes him super uncomfortable. And there are a few saying they respect his honesty, but most people say, I'm sorry, don't the fans pay your salary? Oh, I'm sorry, you make $30 million to throw a baseball, all of that stuff.
$31 million.
And There's an argument to be made, I suppose, that you know when you get into
that business,
that any business that comes with a spotlight or a microphone or any of that, that you are going to have to get over that in some form or fashion. But you got to kind of respect his honesty, too, don't you?
I do. Again, like with so many topics that we discuss on this show, Dana, I'm torn being someone who does suffer from a mild form of anxiety. I know this is crazy, But when we did the cornhole tournament a couple weekends ago, you handed me the microphone, and there were what, 300-400 people there, 300 people there, I guess. I was mortified when you handed me that microphone.
Are you serious?
I was petrified. I can sit here in front of this microphone and talk to 10,000 people at any given moment.
That was more than that.
Well, it is more than that, but I'm trying to be humble.
Where'd everybody go?
I'm trying to be humble. But talking into a microphone doesn't bother me because I can't see the faces. But when, and I know that you're really good in front of a crowd. You're great in front of a crowd. And you were like, hey, thanks for coming, everybody. You know, we're really happy to have everybody here. This is a great cause, blah, blah, blah. And then I saw out of the corner of my eye, you pushed the microphone in my direction. Da, and I was like, da, I was like, oh, God. Oh,
da,
God.
Da, yeah. Dong, dong, dong. I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
I am petrified.
And Scott goes, let's play some cornhole.
That's,
that was it.
That's all I said. I said, no, I said, y'all ready to play? Oh, let's play some cornhole. That's the only thing I could think of.
It was a moment.
A brief one.
It was very brief. And then I handed that microphone right back to Dana.
And ran.
Thanks a lot, Zach.
The one-on-one doesn't bother me at all. In fact, I enjoy it.
Right.
I love the one-on-one. It's the me with a microphone in my hand where I can see the faces that I'm talking to scares me to death.
Well, that's
death.
Why public speaking is the number one fear in the United States. Mm-hmm. It's not clowns. It's not spiders. Yep. It's public speaking.
Yep. And I love, you've seen me at remotes. I love the one-on-one. The getting down on my knees and looking a kid in the eye and saying, thanks for coming out. I love that stuff. I feed off of that stuff. But I can't do the crowd. I just can't do it. David in Prairie Village, and then I see we got our buddy Tom Kane coming in here in a minute. Hey, David, what's up?
Oh, no, I was going to say, I think people, well, first off, I think people get the wrong idea about celebrities in the sense that they almost feel like they have a sense of ownership to them, that they're owed their time. And the same thing with sports celebrities. It's like, no, if they want to talk to you, if they want to sign an autograph, then that's great, but you're if they entertained you, that's what you're owed. You're not owed their time. And I think people, and then I don't know, half the time it seems like the people at the autographs aren't kids. They're adults looking to cash in on the autographs.
Tell that to George Brett with that guy at the airport. Remember that?
Well, yeah, but he was the guy at the airport was absolutely harassing him.
That's what the caller's talking about, is adults who are trying to cash in.
Yeah, you're right, David. If it was children, it would be a totally different conversation.
Hang on. Hey, Tom, can you hang on for a second, buddy?
Yeah, you know it.
It's not like you're doing anything today, right?
No, I'm driving to the Asian market on 119th and Schweitzer.
I mean, it's not like Hollywood is still open, right?
No, it's dead as a doornail, so I'll wait all day, my friend.
Tom Kane, the voice of Yoda and many other voices that you dearly love, and he'll join us on the other side. Oh, man. 576-7798, 576-7798. If you would like to join us, Tom Kane coming up in just a moment. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III, I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.